Deus in adiutorium meum intende. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Aeterna Christi munera, apostolorum gloria, palmas et hymnos debitos, laetis canamus mensibus. Ecclesiarum principes, belli triumphales duces, celestis aule milites, et vera mundi lumina. Devota sanctorum fides, invicta spes credentium, perfecta Christi caritas, mundi tyrannum conterit. In his paterna gloria, in his voluntas spiritus, exultat in his filius, celum repletur gaudio. Patris simulque filio, tibique Sancte Spiritus, sicut fuit sit iugiter, seclum per omne gloria. Amen.
My life is at the service of the gospel. God has given me this gift of his grace.
I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
My life is at the service of the gospel. God has given me this gift of his grace. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, in order to share in its rewards. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, "What marvels the Lord worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen." I do all this for the sake of the gospel, in order to share in its rewards. This grace has been given to me, to proclaim to the nations the infinite riches of Christ. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in Him before the world began to be holy and blameless in His sight. He predestined us to be His adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was His will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor He has bestowed on us in His beloved. In Him and through His blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan He was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in Him, in the heavens and on the earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. This grace has been given to me, to proclaim to the nations the infinite riches of Christ. A reading from St. Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in our prayers for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you bear toward all the saints, moved as you are by the hope held in store for you in heaven. You heard of this hope through the message of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, has borne fruit, and has continued to grow in your midst, as it has everywhere in the world. Tell all the nations how glorious God is.
Tell all the nations how glorious God is.
Make known His wonders to every people,
how glorious God is.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
Tell all the nations how glorious God is.
The holy evangelist Luke is worthy of praise in the church, for he has proclaimed the tender compassion of Christ. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him. In every generation, he has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The holy evangelist Luke is worthy of praise in the church, for he has proclaimed the tender compassion of Christ.
Our God is the Father of light. Through the good news of his Son, he has called us to believe in the truth. Let us pray now for his holy people as we say, Lord, remember your church. Father, you raised your Son, our good shepherd, from the dead. Make us his witnesses to the ends of the earth. Lord, remember your church. You sent your Son into the world to bring good news to the poor. Give us courage to bring that good news to all peoples. Lord, remember your church. You sent your Son to sow the word of life. Help us to sow his word and to reap its harvest with joy. Lord, remember your church. You sent your Son to make the world one through his blood. May all of us work together for this unity. Lord, remember your church. You set your Son at your right hand in the heavens. Open the gates of your kingdom to those who have died. Lord, remember your church. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Lord God, who chose Saint Luke to reveal by his preaching and writings the mystery of your love for the poor, grant that those who already glory in your name may persevere as one heart and one soul, and that all nations may merit to see your salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Regina Caeli, letare, amen. Alleluia. Ora pro nobis Deo.